Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. President Donald Trump is under attack across the U.S. political spectrum for his failure to denounce white supremacists who staged the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that turned deadly. The president condemned what he called an egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides Saturday, just hours after a car rammed into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing 32-year-old Charlottesville resident Heather Heyer and injuring 19 others. Attorney General Jeff Sessions commented on the violence on ABC television.
Well, it does meet the definition of domestic terrorism in our statute. We are pursuing it when the Department of Justice, in every way that we can make a case. You can be sure we will charge and advance the investigation toward the most serious charges that can be brought, because this is an unequivocally unacceptable and evil attack that cannot be accepted in America.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The top U.S. general says the United States and its South Korean allies are working through a number of technical issues before the United States' terminal high-altitude area defense system can be fully deployed on the Korean Peninsula. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joe Dunford told reporters he met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in.
And what we would do in the wake of an attack on Guam or missiles being launched towards Guam is going to be a decision at the end of the day that's going to be made by the President of the United States. He's going to make that in the context of our alliance.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.